You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us once again here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. And this is the Refresh Radio program. And I am Bob Arthur. So we're going to spend the next half hour with you here talking about the Word of God, specifically the love of God and what it means for us. I'm telling you, a life of love is so much better than a life filled with hate. It is something that we can only really get from the heart of God. And it means so much more than just an emotion, just a decision. It is a lifestyle, and it has many, many benefits to us. And so we're going to be diving back into 1 Corinthians chapter 2 here momentarily. First, I'd like to invite you out to our midweek service. Tonight is Bible study night. We're going to be doing some individual Bible studies here for a couple of weeks. We just came off of a long, prolonged study out of the book of Exodus. And then we're going to take a couple of weeks. We got a missionary coming here on September the 9th, I believe it is. And we're looking forward to having him, and then we'll dive into another study and continue to grow in our walk and understanding with the Lord. I have really learned a lot myself on this study out of Exodus. And if you have not done so, you can buy an electronic copy of the book Exiting Egypt by Julie West. The lead recommendation on the book is by Dave Ramsey, and you know, a lot of tremendous insight in there. I hope you would take advantage of someone else's great research and look at it and say, you know what? There was a lot more than what I thought there was when I was just reading through it. I talked to our congregation. A lot of times when I read the Bible, I read 10 chapters at a time, and you can move through the book of Exodus in a matter of days and think, wow, that's a very compact, very concise timeline, not realizing that you are talking during those plague experiences about things that took places over weeks and months, and yet there still remained a Pharaoh with a very hard heart who could have responded to God in so many different ways but chose not to. And so I hope that we remain tender-hearted before the Lord. If you'd like to join us tonight at 7, we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9 says this: "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." It's a very important verse there, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Now, verse number 10, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." Which brings us to verse 12. "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So the thing to remember about that latter part of chapter 2 is it is a continuation of thought from "eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him." That promise in and of itself should be extremely motivating for us. If you like adventure, if you like to have very little stress in your life, the less stress, the better. If you want to live a life of purpose, if you want to live a life of blessing, then you need to understand that because we love God and God loves us, there are things that are prepared for us. And the truth of the matter is, God doesn't want any to perish, but all to come to everlasting life. And he has prepared things for us to do. He has prepared things for us as well from before the foundation of the world. He is preparing things for us for eternity. And so if you were talking about someone who did a lot of preparation for an earthly relationship, maybe it's a surprise or maybe it's a celebration or whatever, you would probably call the extent of preparation that is done a bit of a romantic. It is something that you are not an afterthought to God. And in fact, the Bible talks about that the number of times that he thinks about us is exceedingly abundantly, I'm going to put it that way, above the times that we think about him. I want to put that in perspective. The King of the universe, the creator of all things, thinks about me and he thinks about you way more than what we think about him. And he's not just sitting there daydreaming. He's actually preparing things for us. And I want you to remember that, because when we talk here in a little bit, I've got either a pointed question for today or a pointed question for tomorrow. But it says this: now we have received, this is verse 12, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. So we've looked at verse number 10, but God has revealed the things that he's prepared for us through the Spirit. And so he gives us God, the Holy Spirit. It's a capital S there when it says the Spirit who is from God. That means God, the Holy Spirit. We have received the God, the Holy Spirit, which is different from the spirit of the world. It is a completely different dynamic. It's, you know, where this world is all about self, and they keep believing the same lies and thinking, well, one more championship, one more dollar, one more house, one more asset to buy, all of that, surely that will bring me contentment. It doesn't. But there are things that God has prepared for us, and the Spirit of God reveals it. And so he has given to believers God the Holy Spirit because he wants us to understand what he has prepared for us. So here's my pointed question for you. And it ties in a little bit with the latter part of verse number 12, where it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. So a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago, I don't remember exactly how many. We did a Wednesday or a Tuesday night meeting so that people who attend other churches could come, and people who were dealing with relationship issues, we wanted to look at it and see how we could best minister to people who were dealing with some of the societal pressures and dealing with them badly, how we could speak the truth in love, how we could pray and see God do miracles in people's lives. And I think we have seen across society that tsunami that was, you know, rising, I believe we've seen it tame down some, and a revival that has broken out across the country over the past year and a half to 2 years or so. And that's not a bad thing. And so when we were going through that, I remember sitting in the sound booth. I was running the computer. I wasn't doing the teaching. And all of a sudden, I realized that for most of my life, I've lived with people telling me that I wasn't good enough. And so, you know, I was good enough to practice. I wasn't good enough to play in a league where, you know, everybody was supposed to play. And when I did play, even though I was very small, I ended up, you know, having an interception and things like that. And I think we actually won that game. I lived with people not telling me I was good enough at a particular job, another particular job. I got fired from my first ministry position, and I talked to another minister, and he came from a long line of family ministers, and he said, you know, my grandfather said there wasn't a minister worth his salt that hadn't been fired at some point in time. And that kind of brought me some comfort. And when I was told that I was worthless and would never amount to anything, I had a pastor that I grew up under, and he said, Bob, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Listen to me. God has called you. God has gifted you. God has equipped you. So, wasn't good enough for the golf team, wasn't good enough for the baseball team. Did eventually go and play high school ball on another team, and, you know, did pretty well there. But I realized that my whole life I had pretty much been told that I wasn't good enough. And because of that, I was constantly trying to multitask and work harder and do everything I could. Even to this day, you know, I make no bones about it. You know, Merit Assembly of God is one of the smaller churches around. Not because we want it that way, but there are a lot of people, you know, that continue to say, hey, this isn't good enough. That's not good enough. You're not good enough. And all of that sort of stuff. And so I just continue to do what God has called me to, because God has prepared things for me that never entered my mind. And it says here about the things that God has prepared for us, that he wants us to know them. So God, the Holy Spirit, who is given to us by God, he makes known to us the things that God has freely given to us. So I didn't tell you all that stuff about all of the people through the years who've told me I wasn't good enough, and Merit Assembly of God wasn't good enough, and all of that sort of stuff. I don't tell you that to feel sorry for me, but here's what I will tell you, that I can't earn the things that God has prepared. I'm called to be faithful, and so are you. But the things that God has prepared for us and that the Spirit of God brings revelation to us, those things are freely given to us by the one who died on the cross, who shed his blood, and wants us to have those things. And so, you know, there used to be this telecommercial guy, and he would say, "But wait, there's more." And he would go on and describe something else, and then he would say, "But wait, there's more." I wonder how many Christians in Brevard County have received salvation. And that's not to be minimized. That is, you know, one of the great gifts. But they thought that that was all that God had for them, not realizing that he not only had salvation that he wants to bring us, but he wants to bring us peace. He wants to bring us wisdom. He wants to bring us the knowledge of the things of God. He wants to bring us ministry opportunities. He wants to bring us health in our bodies, soundness in our minds. There are a lot of things that God has prepared for us. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss anything that God has prepared to freely give us. So back in 2010, we had a Christmas. And I mean, we have Christmas every year, but I remember this one because our son had just returned to the country. And while he was away serving, he was planning a surprise along with my wife, along with my daughters, along with our church. And they were preparing to send me on my sports fantasy, and that was to go see the Green Bay Packers play the Chicago Bears in the last regular season game of the year. And so I'm sitting there, and man, everybody has just nailed the Green Bay Packers thing. And I mean, there was a jersey, there was a cheese head, there were Green Bay Packer gloves, because my fantasy wasn't just to go up there. I wanted to go up there when it was the frozen tundra. And gift after gift just kept coming, and everything was Green Bay Packers until there was the final package. And I'm just sitting there. We do our package distribution, you know, a little bit different. And so I was the last one, and the very last package that was opened had two tickets to the game and the airplane tickets. And the thing that was kind of confusing, because that game was on a Sunday, and it's like, I work on Sunday. And they said, "We already have that all taken care of. You're going to, and so my son and I, we flew to Milwaukee, I think it was, and then drove up to Green Bay, froze. I mean, it was so cold, and, but had a great time. But it wasn't until I got the very last gift that I understood that they had prepared for me to be at an event, that they had prepared the travel, they had even prepared the rental car, they'd prepared the hotel, they had prepared, there was a jacket, a Green Bay jacket involved, they had prepared everything, but if I hadn't opened the very last thing, I wouldn't have understood all of the other gifts other than they were just, you know, nice gifts that fit into an area that I like. Well, I want you to know that God has prepared things for us to do, but he's prepared every detail. And the Spirit of God is very important to the life of believer because he makes those things known to us that are freely given, things we couldn't earn, but God wants us to have. Now, here's my pointed question I want to ask you, because it says we now have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. When you think of this phrase, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God, where does your mind go first and foremost? Does it go to a new house, a new car, a new job? Does it go to a family? Does it go to the things that are important in this world but are not necessarily going to have any eternal value? Or do you realize that the things that God has prepared for us, that God the Holy Spirit wants to make known, that are freely given to us, that the most important of those things are spiritual things, not material things? Not discounting material things. But I want you to understand that God has freely given to us the Word of God. That God has not given to us the spirit of fear, has given us the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. That we could use those things for the glory of God. That he has given to us, freely given to us, the gift of one another. That he's given us so much. So, you know, I one of the things that I've always tried to do when I came to the church is I have set out to be thankful for all of the people who went before me, who pastored the church before me. It's not that it was in great shape, but it was still a building. And buildings can be repaired. And, you know, no matter what era you live in, the cost of building something is very expensive. Now, it also costs a lot of money to maintain. We've probably spent more money maintaining the building through the years than it probably cost back in the 1950s when they built the sanctuary. But there were pastors who were given to the church, and you know, I always wanted to honor them and thank them. And we hosted a number of them several times for special anniversary services. And there's not too many of them left. I've been at the church for almost 34 years now. And there's still one that I know of that's the pastor's wife who is still alive. I believe she's in her 90s. And but I just wanted to focus our attention today on the fact that God is not neglectful. You are not forgotten. You are not an afterthought. That God has prepared things specifically for you. We have the Word of God. We have churches on just a, you don't have to travel far to find a church. Now, you need to make sure that that is a Bible preaching church, that it is not a Bible transforming church. In other words, it's trying to change the Word of God to fit society. That's not what we're looking for. We are not called to conform the church to society. We are called to be transformed into the image of Christ so that we can be ministers unto society to make society what God wants it to be. And so, you know, there's a lot of people who don't want to have anything to do with God, and they say, well, there's too many hypocrites in the church. Well, let me tell you, the greatest level of inconsistency doesn't come from Christians. It comes from people who don't believe in God, and yet they want the morality of God in certain aspects, and then they want to reject it and complete in other circumstances. So, I mean, I saw a headline here a couple of weeks ago. It just grieved my heart. I didn't even take time to read the whole article because of the heinous godlessness that was being celebrated in one of our states. It was horrible. And so I just want you to know, verse 12, by the way, it says this, now we have received. So this is not just some future event that God is going to make things known. We have received the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. My wife has this uncanny ability to remember who gave her exactly what. And I think it's important for the body of Christ to remember that God has things that he has given to us, and they're precious because they came from him. They are also useful. They are also beneficial. They're necessary. I don't want to leave anything behind. I don't want to leave anything neglected, and I hope that you don't either. So let me just remind you of verse number 9. The things which God has prepared for those who love him, the first part of that it has not even entered into the heart of man. God has things prepared for us that are beyond anything that we could really comprehend. Like I say, don't miss heaven for the world. You don't want to miss what God has prepared for you. God bless you. You have a great Wednesday. Hopefully we'll see you tonight at 7. If not, we'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh Radio program at 8:30. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.